Insurance laws change from today. Duty of care laws mean that when people visit a property, a business or a sports club, for example, they do so with the assumption that they carry the risk of injury. The aim, to reduce claims and reduce the cost of insurance. The Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, is here. Minister, you're very welcome to the News at One.
Michael.
If you run a play centre, an outdoor activity centre, for example, what changes for you today?
Well, what changes today is essentially there is now an onus on an individual coming into that centre to take personal responsibility with their actions. So to date, it is very much weighted in either the corner of the business owner, be it a restaurant, a shop, a pub, a play centre. You have community groups, organisations, sporting groups or landowners where there is reasonable responsibility or reasonable grounds that if this goes to a court of law, it is most likely that they will be held accountable for an injury that takes place. What we're doing with this new law, and it's effective as of today, is saying that if you go into a business or if you injure yourself where there has been reasonable steps taken by the proprietor to keep you safe, then you have to take a level of responsibility. And I think a very good example that I heard this morning is if you have perhaps an outdoor space where the business owner has put in steps to go up a grassy verge, but a person arrives and decides to walk up the side of the grass instead of taking those steps and they slip and fall, then there has to be a level of responsibility. And I think something that other people might relate to, you know, if you walk into a shop, be it a petrol station or wherever it is, and there's a sign up saying floor slippy, please use other door. If you ignore that and you walk through and you slip and you fall, there has to be a level of put back on you to take responsibility. That is not the case at the moment, and I think it's really important that these changes come into play. There are a number of elements of this legislation, so it also makes sure that if somebody enters a property for purposes of committing a crime, then there's very limited circumstances in which somebody can be held accountable, and a number of other areas. But it essentially sets in stone recent court cases whereby there has been that rebalancing. And I think it's really, really important because this is part of a suite of measures that government has been implementing, about 66 in total, with the sole focus and aim of reducing insurance costs for people.
The Minister of State with responsibility for financial services, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, said earlier this year that once this legislation was passed, there was, quote, literally no excuse for insurers to reduce premiums immediately, and that she would be inviting the CEOs of insurance companies in to have that very direct conversation with them again. When are insurance costs going to be reduced?
So I only spoke to Minister Carol McNeill today. Obviously, we need time for this legislation to bed down. It's only been commenced from today, but I know she is meeting with all of the insurance companies in September, and we fully expect and anticipate that they should be taking the benefits that they will reap from this, but other changes as well, and passing that on to the consumer. I mean, if you
can
look
you
at... there's no reason why they shouldn't be. And we have changed laws. We have introduced a number of measures. If they do not obviously pass these savings on to the consumer, then there will obviously be an ability for us to potentially look at further ways in which we can make that happen. But it shouldn't get to that stage. I mean, one of the significant changes that have happened in recent years, there was an adoption of personal injury guidelines, because we have seen over the years that people were getting huge payouts for certain types of cases. Since the adoption of those guidelines, we have seen a 38% reduction in the amount of money that people are getting in court, but also a 40% reduction in people actually going to court. So, you know, we're starting to see benefits of the changes that are happening. This particular change now, we expect the benefit that should be coming down the line is that they will now pass the savings, the insurance companies, on to me, you and every other business owner and person who's been impacted by high costs recent years.
You said last week at Templemore that there will be more Gardaí on the streets of Dublin soon. When and how many?
Well, as of this week alone, there are 46 new members that have come directly out of Templemore that are going to be in Dublin city centre. That is just the start. And I will stress at the outset, the recruitment process has not moved as quickly as I would like. So the closing of Templemore through COVID-19 has meant that where there was a really steady flow of high numbers coming out of Templemore, that stopped. We've had to start the process again. But as of last week, with that first crew of new members coming out of Templemore, we now have a steady increase. So 98 or 92 has gone to 135, 154. And today we now have close on 180 in our college. So I can see, even looking at October for the next intake, that number is going to be even higher. So those numbers are increasing, and it's about getting them out on the ground, frontline policing, visibility in our communities, and that is my priority.
We'll be talking to Helen McGrath of the Central Statistics Office later in the programme on their study of sexual violence last year, of disclosure by adults. And of the people who did tell someone what happened to them, only 5% went to the guards. Why, in your view, would it be so low?
So I think it's a number of factors, and this particular piece of the survey really delves into a person's what happened to them, and this is over their lifetime and the actions that they took. And obviously, where you're looking at historical cases, you know, you could be 30 or 40 years ago. It was a very, very different environment for people even thinking of coming forward. But even now, I think for a lot of people, there is still an element of shame where there shouldn't be. And it's important that we talk about it, whether it's here or more generally in society. But secondly, that we make sure that the supports and the resources are there for people when they come forward. And that's why it's so important that the zero tolerance strategy.
How does it reflect on the justice system that so few people who think they may have been the victim of a crime are willing to go to the guards?
It is not a welcome place at the moment. There's a lot of improvements have been made, particularly when it comes to rape, sexual assault, violent assaults of these kinds. It has not been a kind and warm and welcoming place. And that's not to say there are people working in the system that do not provide a really positive experience for those who are coming forward in terms of the support that they provide. But we need to make sure that, you know, whether it's someone going to the Gardaí, whether it's going to a health professional or a legal professional, that they're met with understanding, that they're met with care, that they know they'll be listened to and that they'll be supported along the way. And so much of the reforms that I'm introducing at the moment are to do just that. There's a lot of work that needs to be done, but that's why, again, the zero tolerance strategy needs to be implemented.
Separately, will there be a referendum on the right to housing during this government's term? The Irish Times is reporting that a number of threats were made to members of the Housing Commission by people opposed to the holding of a referendum on housing. Will there be a referendum in this term of government?
That's something that I can't answer. I know the Commission is obviously still doing its work, and we have yet to receive a report from the Commission. So I think whatever report or whatever is in that report, we need to consider carefully. Can I just say, any threats to any person, be they on this Commission or otherwise, it's absolutely not acceptable, and I would expect and assume that if any threats have been made, that they would be relayed to the Gardaí, and obviously the Gardaí will do everything that they can to hold those accountable, those who are guilty of those threats.
Helen McEntee, Minister for Justice, thank you very much for coming into our studio today.